remember having a ailment like that and getting so much attention?
No, I mean, I wasn't watching much TV yesterday, so I didn't see the attention it was getting. But, you know, it's obviously when you get into big games like this, any little thing that pops up, people are making a big deal about. So I'm glad we can put it behind us now and just focus on the game.
Are you 100%?
Yeah, I'm 100%. Had a full practice today, did everything, took every rep, feel good. And so, you know, yesterday at least got to be here and get in all the meetings, get the walk through, go through the walkthrough, and then didn't take any live reps. But, you know, so know the game plan, know what's going on, and you know, the arm felt good today, felt fresh, and was coming out good.
Eli, with that type of what happened yesterday, you wake up not feeling well,
just woke up not feeling well, and just kind of tried to, you know, tough it out through meetings and everything. Did fine. And once we got out to practice, just it wasn't going well. So kind of just said, try to be smart and just say, hopefully, you know, this would be a little 24-hour bug. Got, you know, came back in, got some fluids, and just tried to, you know, make sure I didn't make it worse. And just fortunate it was, you know, this happened on a Wednesday and not later in the week.
Are you aware of the Rob Lowe tweet from yesterday about your brother?
I'm not.
Announcing his false retirement, and didn't see anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about it.
Did you hear what Jerry Rice, what Brandon was just asked about, what Jerry Rice said that he
I thought Brandon gave a good answer, and just that, you know, he didn't think Jerry Rice would want to tackle him. So I agree with that statement, and, you know, I don't think it's anything we're going to make a big deal about.
Eli, could you talk about the impact Kevin Gilbride has had on your career and how you guys work together?
Yeah, you know, Coach Gilbride and I have a very close relationship. You know, when I first got here, he was a quarterback coach, so, you know, sat in all you know, in the meetings with him, and you know, a lot of the plays that we were running then, even though it's not, you know, he wasn't the offensive coordinator, were his plays and stuff he knew very well, so got to, you know, kind of learn from him and hearing him directly and watching old film of the Oilers and different things when they were running it. And so, you know, he's the only offense I've been in. It's what I know. We think the same way on a lot of things and, you know, certain looks. And so, you know, a lot of times he didn't have to finish his sentence. I'm already on the same page. And I feel very comfortable, with him and telling him, you know, my thoughts and listening to him. So it's a great relationship and we work well together.
What's the best thing you like about the way he calls plays? Is it being aggressive?
Yeah, I think with Coach Gilbride, he wants to throw the ball. I mean, I think he's got a quarterback mentality, but he also knows, he's going to be smart. And if we're running it, we're going to continue to run it. And, you know, it's kind of whatever's working. I think he likes it on you know, some days if we're not running it real well and you know, we're throwing it well. And I'll just kind of go up, you know, I'll go up to him and say, hey, let's just keep, they can't stop us doing it. Let's just keep throwing it. You know, he kind of gets a smile. I think that's what he likes to hear. So, he wants to throw it. He wants to be, you know, be consistent, find completions. But, you know, he likes to get the ball downfield and hit some big plays.
How comfortable are you throwing in the rain if there was going to be rain?
I think I'm fine throwing it in the rain. It's not something I worry about. I think I have, you know, I've had success throwing in rain games. I don't know what my numbers are. I'm sure you'll look it up, Serby. But you know, I feel if it comes to and it's going to be a wet game, then I always felt, you know, the offense has an advantage, you know, from throwing the ball, especially, and receivers have an advantage when the ground's wet. You know, they know where they're going. They know what they're doing. They should be able to come out of their breaks a little bit, you know, better. We should not be the ones slipping. It's usually the defensive side that slips.
And what is your mindset 60 minutes from the Super Bowl?
You know, I think the mindset is, hey, we got to go out and play a great game. We've been playing smart football. We've been, you know, playing great as a team, as one unit. Everybody doing their part to help out each other, and we got to continue to do that. And it's whatever it takes. If it's a game where we got to run it, that's great. If we got to throw it, you know, I think ideally we're gonna have a good mix, and we can just be consistent and have some, you know, long drives. Last time we played them, we started the game with two great drives. We just how to settle for field goals. So, you know, it's a team where you got to get touchdowns. You're in need touchdowns when you get opportunities.
Eli, what happened with your brother? Put the backs in a good position to be able to run their run defense, number one in the league, and if you said you can't be one dimensional,
you know, there. What was the first part? You know, I think it just, it's going to be dependent on what they're doing. And, you know, last time we played them, they did, you know, we're keeping two safeties back and playing a little bit more too high. If that's the case, we're going to have to run it. And it's a team where, you know, if you're not, you know, getting 10-yard runs, but hey, let's get, you know, 3 and 4 yard runs a pop. And that way, at least sets up better third down conditions. And you know, their front four, on third down, when you're passing situations, very good. They get a good rush on the quarterback. They're powerful and big inside. And so, you know, you don't want to be stuck in third and 10, third and 11 all day. You want to try to get manageable situations. So, you know, we're just going to try to be consistent. Let's not have the negative runs. And I thought, you know, last time we played, we were pretty good about that. Not losing yards on runs and just, you know, getting our 3 and 4 yards a pop and at least keeps you in good kind of management and in a good rhythm.
Hey, what happened to your brother this year crystallized how quickly this could be taken away from you as a player, the value of the opportunities that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously, I think you're reminded every year how fortunate we are to play this game and how quickly it, you know, can slip away, whether it's an injury, whether it's one of your teammates, you know, who you've had here who gets let go. And you know, you never know when your, you know, your last play might be. And so you take every play for granted every season. And in this case, in our season, you know, you never know if you're going to get back to this point and playing for an NFC championship game. You know, you try to enjoy this opportunity, enjoy this experience, have fun with it, yet, you know, go and make sure you're giving your all in your preparation. But it's fun. It's fun when you're in these situations, and you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Eli, what is it about the Giants right now in terms of how you guys have come together and why you're dangerous and why you go into this game and people are saying you're going to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think it's just the team coming around, playing together, and all season we kind of had the defense played great one game and the offense would play good the next game. It was never a combination. It seemed like we weren't complementing off each other, and you know, now it's that way. The defense is playing with great confidence. Offensively, we're not making the mistakes. We're not putting our defense in a bind. You know, making teams try to drive the whole field if they are on a score. So I think that's the case. It's just both sides are healthy. Everybody's back and playing at a high level, and we got to continue to do that. I guess from the first part of the season, just the way it's all worked out. When you think we had, you know, Hickson and Brandon Stokely, a lot of guys who we kind of brought in and thought were going to play the slot position, and you know, the guy who was here and Victor Cruz kind of stepping up into that role has played outstanding. And you know, we knew Akeem would do well. Mario Manningham knew he would do well. So it's been great, you know, good to have all three of those guys in the mix. We've had some games where one of them might be out, or this guy's out, or some are banged up and weren't able to practice all week. Now everybody's been healthy for the last few weeks, and all three are playing at a high level, so it makes my job a lot easier. You know, I'm not having to try to force it into, you know, certain situations. I'm just going through my reads and trusting those guys to get open. Maybe, yeah. I think from just from having three strong receivers all in there who are playing well, you know, it's a good crew. Thank you.